This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Sherilyn, it's S-H-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Chilcote, C-H-I-L-C-O-A-T, date of birth 10/3/1946. Dear Troy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Chilcote with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, COPD, and recurrent UTIs. Her last visit was August 4th of 2021. She has lost 10 pounds over the last 8 months and states that her appetite is less than it used to be. So that's why she believes she's losing weight. Since her last visit, she was taken to Alma Emergency Department for chest pain. They did transfer her to Midland, thinking that the chest pain was cardiac, but it was the cardiac tests were negative, and the pain was thought to be secondary to COPD. Her biggest current complaint is ongoing severe fatigue. She does have shortness of breath with exertion. She has a non-productive cough. She was tested for COVID, and that was negative, she states. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic urinary incontinence, but no known recent UTI, chronic edema of the lower extremities. She does have oxygen that she uses 24 hours a day and a CPAP machine for nighttime use. Medication list is reviewed. The magnesium has been discontinued since her last visit. She's on Lasix, 40 milligram daily, and potassium chloride is 10 mil equivalent twice a day. She's anticoagulated with Brilinta, 90 milligram twice a day. And I want to highlight Losartan, 50 milligram once daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 240 pounds, pulse 81, and blood pressure 138. Over 94. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 4th of 2022. Creatinine was stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 37. Albumin 4.3. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium 142. Potassium 5.1. Carbon dioxide 30. Phosphorus 4.5. Hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease without progression, hypertension near to goal, COPD with recent hospitalization for chest and rib pain, which is improving slowly, bilaterally small kidneys, and type 2 diabetes. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.